Mary's Hangout is a place to be right now, especially if you're trying to avoid hunting deer. But you're up there with all your buddies, and you got to do something. So you go to Mary's Hangout. It's at 515 South Tomahawk Drive in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. And Mary's Hangout, it's, and I have directions here. If you're wandering around right now in the woods, you just got to get over 51 North. If you have GPS, you can find dark matter, but you can't find really how to get to Mary's Hangout. But exit 225, take the right, ramp right for CRS towards Tomahawk. If you keep going then, and then there's a shell on the corner. Don't stop there. That's not Mary's Hangout. And but if you reach West Putnam Street, you've gone too far. Let's find out if that's true. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
I am pretty good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Are those directions pretty accurate there? You look for the Shell station, right?
Oh, yes. We're right across from the Shell station on the corner of Highway S and Tomahawk Avenue. You bet.
Yeah, so you can't miss it.
No. It's a little bitty, teeny, tiny bar. Yes, you could.
Yeah. How long have you had the Hangout, Mary?
Well, it's been here since the 1920s, but I've only had it the last 6 years.
Really? Who had it the first, whatever it was, 80 years?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. A gentleman by the name of Jack. I can't even tell you. The 20s started it.
Yeah.
Then there were several other owners after that.
Was it always Mary's Hangout, even with Jack?
Nope. I have no clue what it used to be called years and years ago.
Was it everybody, apostrophe S, Hangout?
Is that everybody what?
You know, everybody's name, your name here, apostrophe S, Hangout, was that what it was called, or was it all different names?
Oh, and there's been different names, yep. Yeah.
It was never the Tomahawk Tap, was it?
No, never that one.
Yeah, you remember that one?
I do. I don't remember the bar, but I remember the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that bar's got been torn down, a whole new bar has been established in that spot. So.
Oh, who's got the Tomahawk Tap spot there?
Are you talking about the lodge?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think it was a lodge, because we talked to some guys years ago, some deer hunters are all sitting on the porch there drinking beers when they should have been out shooting things.
Okay, yeah, the only one, and if it's out in the country, the only one that I know of is called Tomahawk Lodge, and that belongs to Ski and Sandy run it.
Oh, Steve and Sandy.
And it's still called the Tomahawk Lodge.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good then. Have you got any of the boys right now at the Hangout?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
I've got several guys. I've got a couple of guys that just came in and I've got a registered deer. I've got a gal that walked in here and got her first buck that she ever shot. She's shot deer before, but never a buck.
And you had a deer that registered under his own name or what?
Any name they want to call it.
Yeah. Oh, she got a buck.
That's a fact.
Wow. And is it a good one? Good size one?
I haven't seen the one that Kevin just brought in right now, but yeah. The one that the other gal brought in is a nice little six-pointer.
Yeah. Is she around?
She is. Would you like to talk to her?
Yeah.
I told her she might.
This must be exciting. I'd love to talk to her.
Okay, yes. Awesome.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What? How about a little applause? Their first puck, ladies and gentlemen. What's your name, dear? I didn't get that.
My name is Kyla Dotter.
Kyla?
Yep.
How are you?
Good. I'm a lot better now.
Yeah. are you pretty excited?
I am. I mean, me and my husband went out. We're first married. First time going out in the woods and, you know, first daylight and the buck comes up, you know. Can't ask for a better hunting season than that, you know.
Yeah. And he probably couldn't get his gun loaded in time, right? And so you took it.
No, he just was watching. He was there for support.
He was there for support?
Yeah.
So you're the shooter in the family?
Yep, you'd betcha.
Oh, that's cool. have you been hunting for many years, like a family sort of thing, go out with your family? And?
Yeah, I used to go when I was in middle school and high school, and then I was in the Air Force for 6 years, so I didn't hunt ever when I was in, and then I've been out now for a year, so it's my first time back.
Yeah. Do you do the thing where you douse yourself in deer urine? I know that's probably not a nice question to ask someone. But.
No, we didn't use any esters, no.
Have you done that in the past?
No, honestly, he does it for bow hunting, but never have used it for rifle.
Oh, yeah, that would make more sense, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Describe the scene there, but how far away from it were you? And just give me the whole rundown.
Let's see. He came walking in up to, I would say when I shot him, he was about 30 to 40 yards away.
Yeah.
And he only ran maybe 20 yards tops before he dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a pretty good shot, huh?
I think so.
Is that what you're trying to say? So then, and then do you have to, like, field dress the thing and drag it out of there? I mean, that's the downside of this, right?
Well, it actually kind of worked out nice because where we're hunting on the private property, we had a four-wheeler or one of those Rangers. So we went and walked up to the stack and got that and drove it back and picked up the deer and, you know, we still dressed it right there, but then picked up the deer. We didn't have to drag it very far.
You don't gut it with the four-wheeler, do you? I mean, put a hook in there and then just take off?
It's not very effective that way.
No. I saw it in a movie one time. I thought, well, that's really a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's common or not. Well, that's terrific. So now, so your hunt is over? Are you going back home now or what?
Yeah, my hunt will be over. I don't know. He might hunt, but I'm definitely done.
You're out of there. You're going to leave him back there to see what we can come up with.
Yeah,
huh?
Hopefully he's got some luck.
You're hard to live up to.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Very nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kayla.
Thank you.
Got her first buck there. And it's Mary, are you still with us?
I'm saying
Mary, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Yeah, hey. And I did see that you have, for example, you have, let's see, don't forget to enter. This is our gun contest.
Our big buck contest? I do.
Yeah. But it says daily drawings and lightest legal buck.
That's correct.
So your contest is for the smallest buck?
We do. It's for the biggest buck, technically. We got first, second, and third place.
Yeah.
And then as a consolation prize,
we always do
the $50 for the smallest, or the lightest legal buck.
Oh, the lightest legal one, yeah.
Yep.
The illegal ones you just got to throw in the trunk and not talk
about.
Just
have to make sure those horns are 3 inches high.
Yeah, okay. Is that prize going to, when will this be awarded, probably?
At the end of the contest, which ends next Sunday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then all the hunters will have brought their deer, and by then we weigh them in and... obviously, then we write everything down, and at the end, then we check everything out, see who wins what, and give out the money.
Yeah. Don't you have that venison feed there in Tomahawk? The other day I saw something like that.
We did. We had that yesterday.
Yeah.
It goes from about 11 o'clock until maybe 1 or 2.
Doesn't that sort of take the motive away for going out and shooting deer? I mean, if they're going to give you venison burgers...
Does that take it away? Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, and take the edge off it, really. You're not really hungry for deer after that.
Oh, I don't believe that. Not if you're a venison lover at all. Oh,
yeah, okay.
Nothing will take that love of venison away from you.
So that just whets your appetite.
It'll whet your appetite, you bet.
Are there some guys who spend the whole hunt actually in your hangout there, just hanging out?
I shouldn't say that, but yes.
Is one of them there now? I'd like to...
What's that?
Is one of them there now?
No. Okay. Actually, I've got just ones that come in just like it's the young 13-year-old boy, his first year also.
Yeah.
And he came in to register his, and then his group will leave, and then that other gal that you talked to and her husband, they'll be leaving shortly. But they come in off and on all year long.
Yeah. And so they register with you?
They do. The registration is not for the deer itself as far as legal tag goes, but it's for a contest.
Oh, for the contest, of course. What am I saying? Is Kayla in the lead so far in this?
What's pardon?
Is Kayla in the lead for this so far as the buck size?
Well, no, because she forgot to sign up. Because she brought it in this morning. She said, Mary, I forgot to sign up.
Oh.
So right now the 13-year-old is in the lead.
Well, that's kind of, can't you really just...
It's awesome, actually.
Yes. Is the 13-year-old there?
Yes. Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, very much. What's his name?
Okay, his name is Tommy, and I will put him on the phone for you.
Tommy!
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Just wait now. He can't hear you yet. Hang on. I got to get him. He's outside with his deer. Tommy, forget about that.
No one gets who jokes anymore either. That's the other thing. Or Merkle
Tommy,
Press.
Tommy, just hang on.
Don't mention the who or Merkle Press in any references.
Hello?
There's a tip for you in your career. Tommy, is that you?
Yep.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, huh?
How
much lead did you pump into that thing before it fell?
Just one.
Just one?
Yep.
Pretty good. Are you a pretty good shot then, Tommy?
Yep.
Yeah? Where do you practice? In the dump or something?
No, I don't practice much. I I shot a couple times last year, and that's about it.
Yeah. And did you go through, like as a kid, were you raised, like, training for hunting and all that stuff and hunting, you know, hunting?
I went out a couple times with my dad.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't do much.
Yeah.
But I got into it a little bit more this year and last year.
Yeah. How excited were you about going up with a bunch of really old guys who are drinking beer all the time and playing, you know, canasta or whatever?
It was pretty fun.
It was fun, huh? Okay. You're going to be all right as you get older then, if you like it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it didn't seem at all weird to you. And look, and when did, how, describe to me the circumstance then where you got your deer.
It was like where I shot it.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, you're walking around the woods.
Well, I was sitting in a stand. It was, or the guy I was hunting with, he saw it, and then I turned around, I waited for it to get in a good spot, and then I shot it right behind the shoulder.
Oh, okay. Did you ever see that movie about that little deer when you were a kid, you know, Bambi?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That didn't have long-term effects on you, though, right? You didn't?
No.
No remorse? You're feeling no remorse?
No.
Feeling pretty good about it?
Yeah.
Okay. And how big is it? Has it got horns and all that sort of stuff?
It's a 5-point.
5-point. That's good. So you're in the lead now.
Yeah.
Nice work, Tommy.
Thank you.
Put Mary back on, Tommy. Trying to say goodbye. So, Mary.
Uh-oh.
Mary. Mary.
Tommy hung up.
Tommy hung up on me.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Mary. You know, one thing I saw, did you see the deer map of Wisconsin they had?
I did not.
Yeah, the deer map, you know, where deer's, what's the plural of deer?
Deer.
Where deer appear. Deers appear. I don't know. It seems like individual deers would be deers, I would think. But
it's not.
It's not. It's a grammar thing. I don't know. It's just,
there you go.
We're talking about deer. You know, all the deer in Wisconsin, you know where they are?
They're not here.
Yeah, they're not there. Why do people go? They're in La Crosse.
They must be because they can't be up here.
Yeah. It's so weird. They show the map where the most appearances of deer over the years and stuff, and they're all in La Crosse for some reason. Not in the city necessarily, but, you know, around La Crosse.
But a lot of them are down there.
Yeah, because of the field, you know, fields, and there's still some corn standing and all that stuff, and so that's the place to go. So, you know, all these guys go up north, and all the deer go south to La Crosse.
That's exactly why we don't see them, because they get their bags, and they head south as all our hunters head north.
Mary, very nice talking with you. Good luck to everyone out there at the hangout, and best regards to you and everyone down there in Tomahawk.
Oh, well, thank you so very much.
Nice talking with you.
Nice
Mary from Mary's Hangout, because we wanted you to be there at the start of the season.